This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
New voices in your head.
It's radio.
Free
radio.
You're listening to Feminist Current, making waves in the mainstream.
Let me clear space for you to sit beside me. You don't need your back against the wall.
Welcome to Feminist Current. I'm your host, Megan Murphy. Rapper Tyler, the Creator, brings misogyny to a whole new level in his lyrics. We aren't talking about just obscenity here, we're talking about rape fantasies and murder fantasies. While Tyler, the Creator and Odd Future, the hip-hop collective he's a part of, may claim that this is either art or satire, it's difficult to see how rapping about raping and killing women is either funny or defensible on account of it being supposedly art. When the Australian feminist activist group Collective Shout learned Tyler, the Creator would be touring in Australia, they petitioned the government. Talitha Stone is among those calling on Immigration Minister Brendan O'Connor to revoke his visa. I spoke with her recently from her home in Australia. Here's that interview.
So, I mean, first of all, I wonder if you can just tell me a little bit about Tyler, the Creator, and how he came onto your radar.
Yeah, of course. Well, I am a member of the organization Collective Shout. And so we had a tip-off the week before Tyler was due to come to Australia, just saying, look, this is a man who's coming into the country. This is what he promotes. These are his lyrics. These are all of the venues he's going to be performing at in Australia. And there are also a number of all-age concerts. So with all that information, that's when together myself and Collective Shout decided to take action to try to get his visa revoked.
And so you and Collective Shout, which is a feminist activist group, petitioned to have his Australian visa revoked. So
yes.
Why did you do that?
Because the type of messages that he promoted, we didn't want someone like that in our country promoting that kind of violence and those kind of attitudes towards women, when as a country we have many campaigns about violence against women, and like, especially with the White Ribbon, like their slogan is Violence Against Women, Australia Says No, and as a member of this country, I take that very seriously, and if there's someone like that coming into our country, then I wanted to take action to make sure that our government would act on what they've told us is their values about women in this country.
Mm-hmm. And what is it about his lyrics in particular that are so bad that you would have to take these measures? You know, like a lot of hip-hop is sexist. I mean, there's a lot of sexist music out there in general, but there is unfortunately a lot of misogyny in hip-hop. But what are your concerns with regard to his work in particular? You know, what are the kinds of things that he's promoting?
He promotes raping a woman, murdering her, then having sex with her dead corpse. And then he also talks about locking her up in his basement. He talks about raping a pregnant woman and calling it a threesome. Like, it's absolutely horrific. And then, like, the song that he even dedicated to me, like some of the lyrics in that, he says, punch a bitch in her mouth just for talking shit. Mm-hmm. Like it's so much, goes so much deeper than just these lyrics. And I think from what the evidence I got, what I filmed, is proof that he's inciting his fans to act upon these lyrics. So it's not just a song, mm-hmm. and it's not fictional like a lot of people have been arguing, when a girl was sexually assaulted at the event that I was at.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How did you find out about that?
Because I went to the police after the event and they did a report, and that police officer who I was with, his colleague was attending to the girl who was sexually assaulted.
Hmm. So what's happened since you started doing this? Since you decided to petition to have his visa revoked, you know, how has he reacted?
Well, he retweeted me, so that's how the whole thing started. My tweet was very tame. All I mentioned was that he needed educating in misogyny, and I just mentioned the fact that maybe there should be a protest at his Sydney thing, at the Sydney signing. Mm-hmm. And because of that, he then retweeted me to 1.7 million fans for longer than 24 hours. It's still going now. I'm receiving rape threats online. And that's when I first went to the police. They didn't do anything about it. And then after the show, I went to another police station, and that's where they did the report. And like, still following up with them about like new evidence of more threats that I've been receiving. But unfortunately, because Tyler didn't use my name, he just said that bitch who's trying to get me kicked out of the country, they couldn't do anything about it. If he had said Talitha, they would have been able to charge him.
Hmm. And what you filmed at the concert, you mentioned you filmed a show of his recently. What happened there?
I filmed him calling me out to the crowd, saying that that bitch is trying to get me kicked out of the country. This song is directly to you. I hope that your children get some messed up STDs. And then the language kept going, like, a lot more explicit that I'm not really comfortable with repeating. Mm-hmm. And he did that twice throughout the show. For two different songs he dedicated to me. One song was called Bitch Suck Dick, and the whole crowd was pumping their fist and encouraging him and cheering along with him. And at that point, like, my heart was pounding because I was there amongst that crowd. And I'm so glad that no one knew that it was me that was amongst that crowd, because I have thousands of his followers who obviously would fight to their death to defend Tyler. And I've seen that online, of people who would do anything to keep defending Tyler.
It's really horrific.
Yes, it has been.
Yeah, like, so what has this experience been like for you? I mean,
it's been mixed emotions. I've received so much support from people, like, all over the world. It's been so encouraging and quite overwhelming. But I've been so disappointed with our own government. Only one MP has acted on this, and that was my local MP for the Hills District area, Alex Hawke, and he's called on Julia Gillard to act upon it. And this was before I even attended the show. This is at the very beginning stages of it. And we've still had silence from our government. We've had silence from White Ribbon, like, organisations that have a massive, like, they're all about protecting women and fighting for women who have been victims of rape. And I can't understand how, when this has gone global and there's been so much attention around it all, and they still remain silent about it. It's shocking. I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. So how can people support you, and how can people sort of join the petitioning of the government? What are the next steps here?
Well, Collective Shout, we have a website that people can join, because ultimately that's what we need. We need support. I mean, we only have one person who's paid, and the rest of us are volunteering. Like, we're trying to do as much as we can, but without funds and without support, there's only so much we can do. Like, everyone's exhausted from even just this one campaign. And so I guess we just need individuals who will speak out against this and not remain silent. I'm just one person who spoke out against it, and look at the impact it's had. If more people are doing that, oh my goodness, we'll see radical changes. We just need those people who have been affected by it to keep speaking out against it. And I don't know, it's quite disheartening about the way our government's responded to this, but I need people to not let that affect them, and regardless, continue to speak out against these kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Are you asking people to contact the government, or what would you suggest people do if they want to help you to continue petitioning the government against Tyler, the Creator?
I think that would help if more people do contact the government. Like, on Collective Shout, we have contacts that people can email or call like in Parliament and stuff. So we do, I think that would help. The more people who make noise about this, I mean, the government can't ignore everyone. The government can't ignore thousands of Australians who are raising their voices. So I hope that more people will speak out and our government will listen.
Mm-hmm. And what's the Collective Shout website so people can go there?
It's collectiveshout.org.
Great. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me. And I really, you know, thanks for speaking out about this. I'm so glad that I found out about this through Collective Shout. And I'm just really disgusted by the whole thing. It's really, really gross. The reaction from the fans, his words, everything. I just can't believe it. So
it's scary.
Yeah.
It's very scary.
So I'm grateful that you and Collective Shout are trying to address this. And I hope that we can get some more support for you all.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate you getting in contact with me as well about this.
You just heard an interview with Talitha Stone, a member of Collective Shout, which is a grassroots campaigning movement against the objectification of women and sexualization of girls in media advertising and popular culture. Please visit their website, collectiveshout.org, to learn more about how to support their work. That is all the time we have for today. I'm Megan Murphy. Thanks for tuning in to Feminist Current. Feminist Current is a syndicated show produced by Megan Murphy out of Vancouver, BC, Canada. For more information on the show, please visit www.feministcurrent.com. If your station would like to air Feminist Current, you can find episodes at audioport.org or email us at info@feministcurrent.com.